The Sabbath day ended at sunset on the day we call Saturday. When the sun went down on the Sabbath afternoon, crowds of men and women came to Peter's house. They came because they had heard what Jesus had done earlier that day. Many brought their sick friends to Jesus because they wanted him to heal them. All sorts of people came to Jesus, both men and women, old and young. Some who were brought to Jesus had been sick so long that they never expected to be any better. Some who came to see Jesus on this day had evil spirits, like the insane man who had cried out in the synagogue that morning. Jesus was tired. Do you think he felt like seeing all these sick people? Do you think he felt like doing something for every one of them? He did not think of himself. He thought of their pain. He laid his hands on all the sick ones. He cured them and drove out all the evil spirits. Early the next morning, long before sunrise, he slipped quietly away from the house. He walked out into the country where he could be alone with God. He prayed. Jesus felt that he needed to ask his Father for help. He felt the need to ask God for strength to do his work. But he was not alone for long. Peter and the other disciples came to him and said, "The people have come again this morning for help and are looking for you." Jesus answered, "We must not stay here any longer, for people in other places need us. Let us go to the next towns that I may preach there also." By this time, many of the men and women who had followed the disciples joined them and begged Jesus not to leave Capernaum. But he could not do as they wished. He said, "I must go and preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for that is my work." So Jesus left Capernaum and went through other towns in Galilee. He healed the sick and taught in the synagogues. While passing through one of these cities, a man who was a leper saw Jesus and kneeled down before him. Leprosy is a very dreadful disease or sickness that people in hot countries sometimes have. When someone gets the disease, they almost never get free from it. When Jesus was on the earth, a leper had to leave his home and live with other lepers. If a leper saw anyone coming near to him, he must call out so that people will keep away. The leper also called out to anyone coming close, "Unclean, unclean." But this leper did not cry out, "Unclean." He went as near Jesus as he dared. He fell down before the Lord and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me well." The Savior felt sorry for the poor man. Jesus put out his hand and touched him and said, "I am willing, you shall be well." As soon as he spoke, the leprosy left the man. He was well. Jesus said, "Tell no man how you were cured, but go and show yourself to the priest." The leper must do that to obey the law of the country. That law was something like this. If a man who thought he had leprosy found that it was a mistake and he did not have the disease, or if one who was a leper had been cured of his trouble, then he must first go to the priest and prove that he was free from the disease. Then he must go through a form of cleansing. The priest must also offer sacrifices for him. After all this had been done, he was called clean. He was allowed to then live with his family again. The lepers went to the priest to be sure that they did not have the disease. Why did they do that? Because the priests were the ones who were taught to know the disease when they saw it. The priests were by law the ones who had the right to make such a decision. The good doctors in those days were among the priests. Therefore, the people always went to them for such things as this, just as we go to a doctor today. Jesus told this man with leprosy to obey the law by showing himself to the priest to be cleansed. He also told him not to say anything about how he was cured. But the healed man was so happy and grateful that he could not keep silent. He went out and told everyone he met that the Lord Jesus had cured him and that now he was well. The news spread fast. People from far and near came to see the preacher, who made more wonderful cures than any doctor they had ever known. Jesus needed rest. For a few days he kept away from the crowded cities and spent time in the wilderness. But in a very few days he was ready for work again. He then went to his friends in Capernaum. It did not take long for people to find out that he was there again. Crowds from the city came to hear Jesus, as well as crowds from all the towns in Galilee and Judea. Scribes and Pharisees were often among Jesus' hearers. The scribes were lawyers. They spent much time studying the laws of the children of Israel. They taught the people what they must do to obey the law. They were the men who made the copies of the Holy Scriptures. They did not know how to print with machines as we do today. Every book back then had to be written by hand with a pen. It took a long time to write a book by hand. These books did not look like our books. They were on long rolls of paper. They had a stick fastened to each end so they could be rolled up smoothly. When anyone wanted to read from a book, he would have to unwind the roll until he came to the place he wanted. The Pharisees were another very important class of people among the children of Israel. Jesus called them hypocrites. Why did the Lord call them that? Because they pretended to be one thing when they were really something else. They prayed long prayers at the corners of the streets so people could hear them. They gave money and food to the poor only to impress people who could see what they were doing. They were very strict about some things, but their hearts were not good. When no one was watching them, they could not be trusted. They were dishonest and sly and very unloving. These Pharisees did not like Jesus. Why? Because he told them they were dishonest men. Because Jesus was honest about them, they wanted to find something to say against Jesus. One day in Capernaum, a number of these people came to the house where Jesus was preaching. The houses of Palestine are not like ours. Many of them are only one story high. They are covered with a flat roof that can be reached from the outside by stairs. This roof is very useful. For instance, after the sun goes down in the hot summer days, families sit on the roof. Sometimes they even sleep there. A railing around the edge makes it safe. It is very easy.